From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The co-chairman of the president's bipartisan deficit reduction commission are set to propose significant cuts in popular middle-class tax breaks, including the mortgage interest deduction. They're also pushing for an increase in the Social Security retirement age. Those changes part of a final blueprint to be released today. One of the co-chairs, former GOP Senator Alan Simpson, says bringing down the deficit will not be easy.
There is one clear thread in this complex tapestry of debt, deficit, and interest, and that is America, you have a serious problem.
Simpson and co-chair Erskine Bowles say they'll delay a final vote on their plan until Friday as they try to build support among the elected officials on the panel. About 2 million unemployed Americans are about to lose their jobless benefits. NPR's David Wellner reports opponents of a further extension of benefits have pointed to the federal deficit as the reason for their stance.
Neither the House nor the Senate managed to extend benefits for those people who've been out of work for up to 99 weeks. That deeply troubles West Virginia Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller.
I don't know how morally we can leave this place. If we wait till next year, it won't happen. We have to do it this year.
Rockefeller says the jobless benefits help boost the larger economy as well. But Senator Scott Brown, a Massachusetts Republican, objected when Democrats tried to extend those benefits yesterday.
We got to start focusing on jobs. That's what we have to do to start getting this economy moving. We have to start focusing on the things that are important, the deficit, the spending.
Brown said if jobless benefits are extended, other government spending must be cut. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd of Connecticut says the partisan bickering and distrust among lawmakers on Capitol Hill have their roots outside Congress.
Americans' distrust of politicians provides compelling incentives for senators to distrust each other, to disparage this very institution and disengage from the policy-making process.
Dodd, in a farewell speech on the Senate floor, he chose not to run for re-election. The international police organization Interpol has put the founder of the WikiLeaks group on its most wanted list. NPR's Jackie Northam reports cables released by the group this week include a sobering assessment of Pakistan's government, its relations with the United States, and the security of its nuclear weapons program.
One cable reveals that Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari told Vice President Joe Biden that he was concerned he would be, quote, taken out by his military or intelligence services. Another cable cast doubt whether Pakistan's military has common goals with the U.S. in neighboring Afghanistan. Ann Patterson, the former U.S. ambassador in Islamabad, wrote that she doubted increasing money or military aid would get Pakistan to give up its support of the Taliban. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she does not think the cables released by WikiLeaks will have any major adverse impact on U.S. relations with other countries. Clinton says she's discussing the revelations in the documents with leaders at the security summit she's attending in Kazakhstan.
I anticipate that there will be a lot of questions that people have every right and reason to ask, and we stand ready to discuss them.
Clinton is on a four-nation trip to Central Asia. Much of Western Europe is in the grip of heavy snow and frigid temperatures today. Larry Miller in London reports the severe weather has forced the closure of a number of major airports there.
London's Gatwick Airport is closed today. Also shut airports in Edinburgh, Geneva, and Lyon. Severe delays at other European airports from Berlin to northern Spain. With many roads impassable, some commuters report taking 7 hours to get home from work. Some rail passengers were told they could sleep in the station. With temperatures already well below freezing, Scotland hitting minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, forecasters say the bitter weather will continue for the rest of the week. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A powerful storm that spawned a possible tornado has raked across an area of North Georgia, damaging more than 50 homes and downing trees and power lines. Chris Coker told WSB-TV she was not at home at the time, but she was relieved to learn that her husband and the family dog were not hurt.
They're both fine, and that's, you know, trying to get over the shock, but that's the blessings.
Coker says her neighborhood was covered with debris after the storm passed, but there were no reports of any injuries in the area. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.